Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Kurt Warner? I know in the preseason it was looked like it was between Kurt and Matt. What Kurt proved to you, and how much he's progressed since even then?
Well, it was close. Both Matt and Kurt did a good job in training camp and in the preseason games, and then ultimately it just came down to a decision of what I thought, which one would give us the best start or the quickest start. You know, the fastest start, I think, is the best way to say it. And so with that in mind, I decided to go with Kurt, and obviously from that point he's played pretty well. I think that really last year we kind of got a feel for what Kurt could do after Matt got hurt, and he ended up playing the last 10 games for us. And part of that was all of that was with the torn ligament in his elbow, so we didn't question his toughness. And we were able to do some things offensively in the latter part of the season that we just carried over into this year, and he picked up where he left off. So I think that it was the competition during the spring and during training camp really made both quarterbacks play at a high level, and that prepared him going into the season to carry it over. And, you know, he's just moving in the pocket, making good decisions, holding onto the ball with both hands. Those are all things that he's really improved at.
When you signed Kurt 2 years ago, I mean, did you envision this?
Kurt was here when I got here.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So, you know, when I came in, there was always, I shouldn't say always, there was already a perception of Kurt, and that was turning the ball over and fumbles and getting sacked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't really subscribe to that from the standpoint of what our expectations were for him. Mm-hmm. So we've worked on those things, and to his credit, he's really worked on those things as well, and we feel that he's gotten a lot better with it. And, you know, I believe that that's led to what a good season he's been having.
I know it's probably the last thing on your mind right now, but, is he an MVP candidate in your mind and a Hall of Famer?
I would think so. I mean, absolutely, I would consider him an MVP candidate just based on what his numbers are this year and what he's done for this team, you know, where this team is. And, I mean, anytime you have a two-time MVP and a Super Bowl winner that has had the success that he has, I think you definitely have to consider his stats and where he would stand up in the Hall of Fame mention.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the film of the Eagles and, you know, concentrate on getting ready for them, do you look at the Donovan McNabb from earlier in the season when he was playing well, or the McNabb that's been struggling recently, or a combination of both?
I've looked at most of the games. I've looked at them from earlier in the year, and I've looked at them from the last few weeks. And, I've played against Donovan a number of years, and I know what kind of player he is, and that's what we're preparing for. He's a good football player, and he's dangerous, and, we have to be prepared that we're going to get his best shot.
Your team can probably sniff the winning the division for the first time in a long time. Is that a good thing going in, or is that kind of in the back of their minds, or as pressure?
Well, I mean, it's something that we're certainly aware of since we've never done it while the Cardinals have been here in Arizona. I mean, it's something that we're very excited about, and it's been a lot of work and time and effort put in by this team in order to get into this position. So, yes, it's something that we're very aware of, but, I mean, we're playing this game against an NFC East team, which we know is a good football team. And, I've seen what they've done to some other teams on tape, so you know, we're trying to focus on making sure that we show up and be prepared for a tough game.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot been made of Arizona's struggles going across country to play. Have you been able to figure out anything that the reason for it or how to correct it?
Well, if we had, that would certainly kind of go out the window on a short week. I think that, we've been working to try to find out what's the best thing for us as far as how we travel, when we leave, you know, what type of routine that we get into when we travel to the East Coast. Because having done it both ways, it's much more difficult, in my opinion, going west to east just because of the time change and what it does to you. But I think the thing that helps us this week is that it's a late